The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I'm Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Vision News. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the NFB Braille Monitor for February 2022, a message from President Mark Riccobono, a code of conduct that has been adopted, and if I get a chance, there are guidelines for the April submissions to the Blind Post coming up. And I will get started because the NFB announcements are quite long. From NFB.org, Braille Monitor, Volume 65, Number 2, for February 2022, Gary Wunder, Editor, W-U-N-D-E-R, distributed by email, in ink, in Braille, and on USB at flash drive by the National Federation of the Blind, Mark Riccobono, President. Telephone 410-659-9314, email nfb at nfb.org, website http://www.nfb.org, and there are other links as well. Letters to the President, address changes, subscription requests, and orders for NFB literature should be sent to the National Office. Articles for the Monitor and letters to the editor may be also sent to the National Office or may be emailed to gwunder at nfb.org. Monitor subscriptions cost the Federation about $40 a year. Members are invited and non-members are requested to cover the subscription cost. Donations should be made payable to National Federation of the Blind and sent to National Federation of the Blind, 200 East Wells Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 212304998. The National Federation of the Blind knows that blindness is not the characteristic that defines you or your future. Every day we raise the expectations of blind people because low expectations create obstacles between blind people and our dreams. You can live the life you want. Blindness is not what holds you back. The National Federation of the Blind is not an organization speaking for the blind. It is the blind speaking for ourselves. ISSN 0006-8829. Each issue is recorded on a thumb drive, also called a memory stick or USB flash drive. You can read this audio edition using a computer or a National Library Service digital player. The NLS machine has two slots, the familiar book cartridge slot just above the retractable carrying handle, and a second slot located on the right side near the headphone jack. This smaller slot is used to play thumb drives. Remove the protective rubber pad covering this slot and insert the thumb drive. It will insert only in one position. If you encounter resistance, flip the drive over and try again. Note, if the cartridge slot is not empty when you insert the thumb drive, the digital player will ignore the thumb drive. Once the thumb drive is inserted, the player buttons will function as usual for reading digital materials. If you remove the thumb drive to use the player for cartridges, when you insert it again, reading should resume at the point you stopped. You can transfer the recording of each issue from the thumb drive to your computer or preserve it on the thumb drive. However, because thumb drives can be used hundreds of times, we would appreciate their return in order to stretch our funding. Please use the return envelope enclosed with the drive when you return the device. Contents: Raising Expectations Every Day, The Challenge of the Federation's Community Standards, by Mark Riccobono. National Federation of the Blind Code of Conduct, that is what I will be reading. The Determination to Achieve Excellence or Tying Another Knot in the Family I Created, by Everett Lee Hairston. Marcy Carpenter, Leader, Trusted Friend, and Beloved Spouse, by Gary Wunder. Longtime CFB President Mary Ellen Gabbia's Retires, by Doris Belusik. The KNFB Reader, Its History and Evolution, by Gary Wunder. Psychiatric Hospital Access Barriers, A Call for Change, by Jolene O'Connell. Who is Responsible for the Blind, by Steve Jacobson. Blessed Are the Givers, by Hannah Neff. You Can Make a Difference. Interview with Celebrity Stylist Sabrina Gilliland, by LaShawna Fant. Independence Market Corner, by Terry Boone. Monitor Miniatures, the Complete Braille Monitor, Complete Braille Monitor Zip Version, Complete Braille Monitor Braille Version, Complete Braille Monitor Audio File, Complete Daisy audio file. Copyright 2022 by the NFB. National Federation of the Blind Code of Conduct updated December 19, 2021. Table of Contents. 1. Introduction. 2. Who must follow this code and when? 3. Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Policy. 4. Non-Discrimination, Anti-Harassment, and Retaliation Policy, General. 5. Sexual Misconduct Policy. 6. Social Media and Web Policy. 7. Conflict of Interest Policy. 8. Policy While Interacting with Minors. 9. Alcohol and Drug Policy. 10. Other General Principles. 11. Violations and Reporting Procedures. Reporting, processing reports of sexual misconduct, processing other reports of violations of the code, notifications, general principles of report resolution. 12. Minimum standard. Introduction. The National Federation of the Blind is a community of members and friends who believe in the hopes and dreams of the nation's blind. The Federation knows that blindness is not the characteristic that defines you or your future. Every day, we raise the expectations of blind people because low expectations create obstacles between blind people and our dreams. I'm going to skip the rest because I already read it elsewhere. To help carry out the Federation's vital mission, this Code of Conduct sets forth policies and standards that are associated with the Federation community as defined below, are expected to adopt and follow. This written code was first established January 26, 2018 by the NFB Board of Directors, who review and update it regularly to reflect current practice and the continuous feedback of Federation members. The strength of our Federation community depends upon each individual doing their part to uphold the commitments we make through the principles outlined in this code. Section 2. Who must follow this code and when? Adopting and implementing a strong code of conduct enables the Federation to carry out its vital mission. The standards set forth in this code apply to all members, employees, program participants, event attendees, contractors, and volunteers. Hereafter, all those subject to this code shall be referred to as covered parties. As a national policy, it applies to any national division, group, or committee, all state affiliates, all local chapters or divisions of affiliates, and other affiliated programs of the organization, for example, NFB training centers. The Federation's code applies both to in-person and virtual settings and governs all interactions reasonably associated with NFB-sponsored or related activities. Specifically, the code applies to covered parties in the following situations: NFB events, including affiliate conventions, the national convention, workshops, seminars, and trainings; other NFB-sponsored events, including formal and informal meetings and social gatherings at NFB-sponsored events at the national, state, or local levels, including group meals, activities, and mentoring activities; travel related to NFB activities, including transportation and accommodations; NFB's national headquarters, affiliated training centers, or other locations hosting Federation programs; any activity where an individual is serving as a representative of the Federation. Section 3. Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Policy. The National Federation of the Blind celebrates and embraces diversity, equity, and inclusion as core values in its mission to achieve equality, opportunity, and security for the blind. We are committed to building and maintaining a nationwide organization with state affiliates and local chapters that is unified in its priorities and programs and is directed by the membership. We respect differences of opinion, beliefs, identities, and other characteristics that demonstrate that blind people are diverse across section of society. Furthermore, this organization is dedicated to continuing to establish new methods of membership and leadership development that reflect the diversity and full inclusion of the entire blind community. In promoting a diverse and growing organization, we expect integrity and honesty in our relationships with each other and openness to learning about and experiencing cultural diversity. We believe that these qualities are crucial to fostering social and intellectual maturity. We recognize that our views and convictions will be challenged, and we expect this challenge to take place in a climate of tolerance and mutual respect in order to maintain a united organization. While we encourage the exchange of differing ideas and experiences, we do not condone the use of demeaning, derogatory, or discriminatory language, actions, or any other form of expression intended to marginalize an individual or group. The National Federation of the Blind does not tolerate discrimination on the basis of race, creed, color, religion, gender identity and expression, sexual orientation, national origin, citizenship, marital status, age, genetic information, disability, political affiliation, or any other characteristic or intersectionality of characteristics. Section 4, Non-Discrimination, Anti-Harassment, and Retaliation Policy, General. The National Federation of the Blind prohibits discrimination on the basis of race, creed, color, religion, background, gender identity and expression, sexual orientation, national origin, citizenship, marital status, age, genetic information, disability, political affiliation, or any other characteristic or intersectionality of characteristics. Harassment or retaliation based on any of these characteristics similarly will not be tolerated. Although this code of conduct establishes a minimum standard prohibiting discrimination, harassment, and retaliation, nothing in this code should be interpreted to limit in any way a person's right to report abuse or harassment to law enforcement when appropriate, or to take other action outside of the Federation. Under this policy, harassment can be verbal, written, or physical conduct that denigrates or shows hostility or aversion toward an individual or their relatives, friends, or associates because of their race, color, religion, sex, sexual orientation, gender identity or expression, national origin, age, disability, political affiliation, marital status, citizenship, genetic information, or any other characteristic protected by law, and that, number one, has the purpose or effect of creating an intimidating, hostile, or offensive environment, number two, has the purpose or effect of unreasonably interfering with an individual's performance or involvement in the organization, or three, otherwise adversely affects an individual's opportunities for participation or advancement in the organization. Harassing conduct includes epithets, slurs, or negative stereotyping, threatening, intimidating, or hostile acts, including bullying, denigrating jokes, and written or graphic material that denigrates or shows hostility or aversion toward an individual or group that is placed on walls or elsewhere on the organization's premises or circulated by email, phone, including voice messages, text messages, social work networking sites, or other means. Retaliation of any form is strictly prohibited by the code, whether that retaliation is based on someone's protected characteristics as outlined in Section 3, or whether the retaliation is based on the actions, beliefs, or opinions of someone else covered by this code who is otherwise not violating this code. Anyone who retaliates against someone who is exercising their right to report violations of this code is subject to discipline under Section 11 of the code. 5. Sexual Misconduct Policy. The National Federation of the Blind prohibits sexual misconduct of any kind. Generally, sexual misconduct is a non-legal term used to describe a broad range of sexually inappropriate behavior, which includes inappropriate jokes, inappropriate touching, sexual harassment, sexual assault, and rape, and which may or may not be criminal. The following list illustrates specific behaviors that are deemed unacceptable under this code. This list is not meant to be all-inclusive, but rather indicates the types of actions, both in person and online, that are subject to disciplinary action by the NFB. The NFB prohibits child sexual abuse. Child sexual abuse is a form of child abuse that includes sexual activity with a minor. A child cannot consent to any form of sexual activity, period. Child sexual abuse does not need to include physical contact between a perpetrator and a child. See Section 8 of this code for the Federation's additional policy regarding interaction with minors. The NFB prohibits sexual assault of any kind. This is sexual contact or behavior that occurs without the explicit consent of the victim. The NFB prohibits rape of any form. The precise definition of rape varies state by state. The NFB prohibits sex-based discrimination in any form. Sex discrimination involves treating someone unfavorably because of that person's sex, including the person's sexual orientation, gender identity, or pregnancy. The NFB prohibits sexual harassment of any kind. This is unwelcome sexual advances, requests for sexual favors, and other verbal or physical conduct of a sexual nature, when submission to such conduct is made either explicitly or implicitly as a term or condition of an individual's participation or advancement within the Federation community. Submission to or rejection of such conduct by an individual is used as the basis for decisions about an individual's participation or advancement within the Federation community. Such conduct has the purpose or effect of unreasonably interfering with an individual's performance or creating an intimidating, hostile, or offensive environment. For the purposes of this section, offensive conduct may include, but is not limited to, offensive jokes, slurs, epithets, or name-calling, physical assaults or threats, intimidation, ridicule or mockery, insults or put-downs, offensive objects or pictures, and interference with work performance or performance in Federation community. The NFB prohibits online sexual harassment. Online sexual harassment is using technology such as photos, videos, social media, gaming platforms, and dating apps to engage in harassing unsolicited or non-consensual sexual interactions. The NFB prohibits relationship abuse, intimate partner violence, dating abuse, or domestic violence. This is a pattern of behaviors used by one partner to maintain power and control over another partner in an intimate relationship. Multiple forms of abuse can be present at the same time in abusive situations. The NFB prohibits sexual exploitation. This is taking sexual advantage of another person without consent, including but not limited to 1. Causing or attempting to cause the incapacitation of another person in order to gain a sexual advantage, 2. Causing the prostitution of another person, 3. Recording, photographing, or sharing identifiable images of private sexual activity or the intimate parts of another person, 4. Allowing third parties to observe private sexual acts, 5. Engaging in voyeurism, or 6. Knowing and recklessly exposing another person to a significant risk of sexually transmitted infection, including HIV. The NFB prohibits stalking of any form, including when it is based on a romantic or sexual interest in another. Stalking is a pattern of repeated and unwanted attention, harassment, contact, or any other course of conduct directed at a specific person that would cause a reasonable person to feel fear. 6. Social media and web policy. All covered parties under the code should be mindful that the general public frequently does not distinguish between personal views and official ties to the National Federation of the Blind. Therefore, covered parties should take care to make clear distinctions so that their role within and messaging of the National Federation of the Blind is not publicly confused with their personal statements of opinions and beliefs. Individuals should consider their role within the Federation community and whether their commentary on social media or other communication channels might reasonably be attributed to their elected or appointed role within the Federation. A pattern of public communications mixing personal viewpoints with Federation positions or policies using an individual's personal social media or communication accounts that has the effect of harming the programs or public outreach of the organization may be considered as a violation of this code. In addition, inappropriate use of social media or other communication accounts that are owned by or in the name of the National Federation of the Blind, any of its state affiliates, or an affiliated training center is a violation of this code. I will pause here to read other things. From Lori Motis, a.k.a. The Food Lady, regarding submissions for the April Blind Post. April Blind Post new submission reminder with details. Hello, subscribers. The April edition of the Blind Post classified news will be emailed and posted to the website on the afternoon of April 9th. Read further down on how to sponsor and submit ads, notices, and announcements. Email all submissions to foodlady@theblindpost.com on or before April 6th. Do you have a personal story living as a blind person that might be of interest to the Blind Post readership? How do you travel? Do you use an app or service that you would like to share? Do you have a fun story about your guide dog or personal pet? Any interesting stories using your white cane? Also, any recipes you think others would enjoy? Note, poems, stories, and recipes are posted without cost. They are to share with the Blind Post news community. Thank you. Please visit the website for March sponsors and news, plus any time-sensitive announcements. https://www.theblindpost.com/. Word counts and costs. All current subscribers to date, 1,055, with several new visitors to the website every month. You can still post one ad, 75 words or less, for free each month. The second 75-word notice is $7. Notices that are for wanted, looking for, or giveaway sections are free up to 75 words. Paying notices that are over 75 to 150 words are $11. 151 to 300 words are $18, and 301 to 500 words are $24. Sponsoring the Blind Post. If you would like to sponsor the Blind Post News or any future issues, please contact me. The sponsorship cost is only $35 for each issue and can be up to 700 words. The sponsorship main notice will be at the beginning of the news and then a reminder blurb somewhere in the middle. It will also be posted to the homepage of the website. The monthly news and the current month's sponsorship notices stay up on the website for 30 days. Also, pictures are posted on the website only. Email me for more information on this. Prices depend on each individual notice. I also created a links page for all my sponsors. Do you have an event that is time-sensitive and takes place between Blind Post News issues? Email me and I might be able to share it with readers and post to the website. I can only do two or three each month to keep emails at a minimum. Email me at foodlady@theblindpost.com and I will let you know that I have received your submissions. You can either attach your notice as a Word or text document or put it in the body of the email. For payments and donations, please use foodlady@theblindpost.com with PayPal. I also accept personal checks. Please email me for my address. If you would like for me to send you a request for my PayPal account to make it easier, please include that in your message. What can you post to the Blind Post? If you are blind or visually impaired, you can submit all types of notices from new or used items, music artists, authors, and more, services or training, business or job listings, items you're looking for to trade or give away, and announcements that you think other readers would be interested in. Notices and announcements pertaining to the blind and low vision community from all individuals, schools, and organizations are also welcome. If you are blind or visually impaired and own a business, you can submit notices for that too, even if it does not necessarily pertain specifically to being blind and or having low vision. If you have any questions about your submission, email me and I will let you know if it is suitable for the Blind Post News. The editor reserves the right to decide if an announcement or notice of any kind is suitable for the Blind Post. All submissions posted are not necessarily the beliefs and opinions of the editor of the Blind Post News. Make sure your contact information is correct for each post you submit. Email all notices to foodlady@theblindpost.com. Subscriptions to the Blind Post. You can subscribe to the Blind Post by sending an email to theblindpost+subscribe@groups.io. To unsubscribe, email the same address, Lori, a.k.a. Food Lady, Lori Motis, M-O-T-I-S, publisher and editor of the Blind Post Classified News, a great place to share and sell. foodlady@theblindpost.com, https://www.theblindpost.com/. From AFB.org, the American Foundation for the Blind Leadership Conference 2022. Register today. The theme is Driving Change and Shifting Perceptions, Inclusion at Work. Early bird rate, $399, extended through April 15th. After April 13th, the registration rate will rise to $449. Our registration fee includes continental breakfast, boxed lunch choices, and snacks on both days of the event, as well as tasty selections at Monday's reception. The AFB Leadership Conference, AFBLC, aims to increase leadership capacity in order to create a world of no limits for people who are blind. We are committed to putting inclusion to work, which will be a major emphasis for our 2022 AFBLC. AFBLC provides a forum in which leaders from a variety of fields, including research, technology, education, corporations, health and government organizations, have the opportunity to expand their knowledge of best practices, refine leadership skills, identify inclusion practices that work, and share concerns and strategies. The Miguel Medal, Corinne Kirchner Research Award, and Lyra Gund Leadership Award will be presented at the AFB Leadership Conference. The 2022 AFBLC will be held at the Hyatt Regency in Arlington, Virginia. Proof of vaccination required. Your health and safety are important to us. We will continue to monitor the World Health Organization, WHO, and Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, recommendations, and adjust our health safety protocols as necessary. But please note that proof of vaccination will be required to join us in Arlington, Virginia, May 2nd and 3rd, 2022. While we have received several requests for vaccination exemptions, we will be unable to honor any exemptions to our stated policy. Proof of full vaccination per CDC guidelines is required for all participants in AFB's conferences. There are details on the website for the agenda, the speakers, the sponsors, and other details about the awards and the requirements for submissions to receive those awards on the website. There is a link for other scholarships and grants for students who are blind or visually impaired on the AFB.org website. Organizations offering scholarships: American Council of the Blind, ACB. The American Council of the Blind annually awards approximately 20 scholarships to vocational, undergraduate, and graduate college students who are legally blind and are involved in their school and local community. For applications or additional information, contact American Council of the Blind, ACB, Scholarship Office, 6300 Shingle Creek Parkway, Suite 195, Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, 554-302136. Telephone 800-424-8666. Website http://acb.org/scholarships. American Foundation for the Blind. The American Foundation for the Blind administers a scholarship program for deserving students. Each year, individuals who are blind or visually impaired can apply for financial awards to support their post-secondary education. For applications or additional information, contact American Foundation for the Blind Scholarship Program, 1000 Fifth Avenue, Suite 350, Huntington, West Virginia, 25701. Telephone 800-232-5463. At website http://www.afb.org/scholarships. Association for Education and Rehabilitation of the Blind and Visually Impaired, AER. The Association for Education and Rehabilitation of the Blind and Visually Impaired offers the Ferrell Scholarship, F-E-R-R-E-L-L, to students who are legally blind and are preparing for a career in the education or rehabilitation of blind or visually impaired children or adults. For an application or additional information, contact AER Ferrell Scholarship Fund, 1703 North Beauregard Street, Suite 440, Alexandria, Virginia, 22311. Telephone 703-671-4500. Website www.aerbvi.org/resources/aer-scholarships. The Blinded Veterans Association, BVA. The Blinded Veterans Association offers scholarships to dependent children and spouses of veterans of the United States Armed Forces who are blind, either service or non-service connected. Veterans need not be members of the Blinded Veterans Association. For applications or additional information, contact the Catherine F. Gruber Scholarship Program and the Thomas H. Miller Awards Blinded Veterans Association, 477 H Street Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001-2694. Telephone 202-371-8880. Website www.bva.org/blinded-veterans-scholarships-awards/. The Christian Record Services. The Christian Record Services offers scholarships in all areas of study to undergraduate students who are legally blind. For applications or additional information, contact Christian Record Services, 4444 South 52nd Street, Lincoln, Nebraska, 68516. I ran out of time for today's episode of Vision News. Be sure to listen next week. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm Doris Hyde, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Vision News is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have a comment or a question, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.